This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Big move in the New York Yankees organization today. Beards are back. Hal Steinbrenner running the show. He now says beards are okay. A statement from the general managing partner says, in recent weeks, I've spoken to a large number of former and current Yankees spanning several eras to elicit their perspectives on our long-standing facial hair and grooming policy, and I appreciate their earnest and varied feedback. These most recent conversations are an extension of ongoing internal dialogue that dates back several years. Ultimately, the final decision rests with me, and after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow players and uniform personnel to have well-groomed beards moving forward. It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy. That is literally something that an owner of a baseball team wrote, saying we will allow beards.
I don't like it.
You don't like that they're going to allow beards?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
The whole idea is that you are the evil empire. You are beardless. You are pinstripes. You are tradition. Yeah. This is like this would be like Alabama or USC or Michigan. Like I want them to have a different jersey in football. But there is something about
the tradition.
Like this feels like it's not just like a breakaway from tradition. In the sense of like, if you have like, if you're USC, Alabama, Michigan, where you've got like these are you have basically four jerseys.
And yeah, the alternate for Penn State is throwing a number on the side of the helmet.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Whoa!
But that's okay. Like that's not changing tradition. Yeah. You're just sprinkling in a little something. Like,
their throwbacks are adding more to the uniform. Literally adding numbers to the side of the helmet. Yeah. That's their throwback.
That's okay. That's not breaking away from what you are. The whole idea of like. Every time somebody gets traded to the Yankees or they sign as a free agent and they have facial hair.
Johnny Damon got ugly when he went to the Yankees.
You know what's coming.
Yep.
Hey, that beard, it's got to go, buddy.
Bye-bye.
There was something intrinsic about that. And don't get me wrong, I hate the Yankees, but I always appreciated, even if I thought it was like, oh, this is very dumb. But like, I still, the fact that was kind of an identifying trait of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Under the Steinbrenners, like that was a thing that like became synonymous with being a Yankee. Was that it's almost militaristic. It's a setting of bearing and culture, and like it was a direct tie to like what you associate as Yankeedom.
No facial hair below the upper lip.
Mm-hmm.
That was the rule. You could have a stash, and that was it.
I wonder it's if there was be a free weird. Agent that like they went after, and they were just like.
That's like, why Juan Soto left. Juan Soto's like, I want to be a Met because they're going to let me have a beard. I don't know. I think 50 years...
Something had to cause them to revisit this, like legitimately do it.
Like probably a lawsuit. Saying, you're really going to allow us, or not allow us to have facial hair?
This is like calling a man bald.
Yeah, it's right there.
Same.
How are you going to take away my manliness?
My sexual attractiveness.
I love, there's a story that popped up. Lou Piniella once had a meeting with George Steinbrenner about this a long time ago. And Piniella said, Jesus Christ had long hair and a beard. Why can't we have beards and long hair? It says the Yankee owner showed him a small pond beyond the outfield fence. You see that pond? Steinbrenner asked. Walk across that pond and you can have a beard and long hair.
And that is exactly what I mean. That is exactly what I mean. What? There is something what? Tied to that of like that made that, you know, the Steinbrenner Yankees, the, you know, synonymous.
You walk across that pond, Pally. And at that point, you can have a beard and long.
Just hand him a glass of water. Turn it into wine, buddy.
I would love it, though, if, like, one of those Yankees in, like, the 80s, early 90s, you know, when David Copperfield was huge?
Oh, yeah.
One of them just hires out Copperfield and is like, hey, I need you to do something. I need to figure out how you do that walk across the water thing. Because Steinbrenner's going to be in his office, and I'm going to have my agent call him. And say, look down at the pond, and I'm going to be walking across that thing, because I want my beard and hair. I want my beard and hair. How do you not do that? Just Copperfield with the great illusion is one Yankee that gets to do it, and Steinbrenner's like, hey, walk on water.
Copperfield had me hold the car up and on my back, so if he can do that, he can have Lou Piniella walk on water.
What am I going to do? I mean, he walked on water. This is what has to happen.
Unbelievable.
But Yankees, they will have beards now. I think Johnny Damon is the person most adversely affected by this. That man was like a sex symbol in Boston when he had a beard. He shaved that thing off. He went from like a 10 to a 7.
Look, not all of us have the ability. Like, if I shave...
He has a square jawline, though. He's still a handsome
look,
man.
If I shave the goatee and mustache off, it's not a good look. I don't... There's not a lot of defining features on my face outside of my facial hair. Well, so it's a tough place to be.
Get ready for it. Aaron Judge to grow a beard. I don't think he can grow facial hair.
No, I don't think him or Stanton can.
The old head Yankee fans, though, are young Jake, who's here running the YouTube. Sup, Jake? He showed me some of the reactions of older Yankee fans, and they're like, "Buff, you start this, what's next? We're gonna have like nipple rings." That was literally something that old people yelling at the clouds are saying.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, you could have an entire roster of dudes with nipple rings, and you don't
see
know.
The stud through the jersey.
Well, with the Fanatics jerseys, I think we'd probably all
know. You'd see it. Yeah, you see everything.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.